We really love Jesus. You know, that's why we come to worship. Amen. When it's all said and done, it's really about our worship that gets God's attention. It's nothing like getting the attention of the Lord. Because when you get his attention, he begins to just be in the presence. And that's what we desire of God, to just bask in his presence, to enjoy the moment of knowing that God is ever present with us, and that no matter what is going on in our lives, God is right there with us. Do I have a witness in the building? God, give honor and praise to our worship leader on this morning, Reverend Hilton, for such a wonderful way of leading us in the worship experience. To the leader and the minister and the pastor, and as some would even say, the angel of this house in his absence, to my beloved dear mentor, uncle, amen, in the ministry. That's what we always say. The Reverend Gregory J. Jackson. Would you give him a hand in his absence? And to his lovely wife, First Lady Barbara Jackson. We do see representatives of the First Family, and Monique and Michael. So good to see you also. We thank God for them. Amen. I thank God for my lovely wife. Yeah, and we do bring you greetings from the Friendship Baptist Church in Paterson, New Jersey. And we thank God for just the opportunity to preach the word of the Lord wherever we go. Amen. This is the Lord's Day. And so we say to all of you, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen. I thank God for this. Some may have, as Reverend Joanne Hilton mentioned about my son Daniel, which is the one, the oldest son that you know the most. Daniel graduated last year from the University of Delaware in Newark, came home, and then went back. So he is now a resident of Newark, Delaware, where he is employed. Amen. He has his own apartment. Amen. He is making payments on his own car. Amen. How do you know why I'm smiling so much? Amen. Amen. Jaden is 4, so we've got some ways to go. Amen. He's with his grandmother today. Would you turn with me as we reason before the Lord today from Genesis chapter 39. Genesis chapter 39. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Genesis chapter 39. I'll give you a few moments to get there. I'm just going to start at the reading at verse 20, and it'll be the latter portion of verse 20, which we may call the B portion, and then a verse 21. That's the concentration this morning. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, which may vary somewhat from your own. 39 chapter of Genesis 20, and the last portion of 20, which says, and there he remained. Verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph in the prison and showed him his faithful love. And there he remained. I want to talk just for a few minutes from this thought. Wherever you are, God is there. To tell somebody, wherever you are, God is there. Story is told of a mighty lion and a minuscule mouse. The lion was awakened from his sleep by a mouse that decided to run over the lion's face. This angered the lion. As he awoke, he caught the mouse and was just about to kill him when the mouse entreated him, if you would only spare my life, I would be sure to repay you with some kind of kindness. The lion laughed and let him go. So happened later that day, the lion fell prey to a hunter's trap and was caught and bound with strong ropes to the ground. there he remained. Mork and Mindy, Dead Poets Society, Mrs. Doubtfire, Goodwill Hunting, Good Morning Vietnam, Comic Relief, Happy Days are all significant accomplishments in the life of one of the most gifted comedians in my time. To many, he brought relief through his comedic style. However, to himself, he battled substance abuse, addiction, and ultimately succumbed to his dark place. There he remained. Until just a few days ago, he could not handle where his life was headed, so he took his own life to quiet the pain of his dark place. Let's not judge him too quickly, lest we lived in his space. For many here have a dark place where we remain. And it is only by the grace of God that we are still living. It is only by the mercies of God that we are still able to hold it together. Truth be known, when we look beyond the veneer of the dresses and the suits and the shoes, there are some who struggle with depression and substance abuse and addiction. There we remain. Some who are hurt, damaged by life. There we remain. Lamentations 3:22 states, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not." Max Lucado says, "Every day God tests us through people, pain, or problems. He challenges us to ask the question, what instead of why? In other words, God, what are you up to now?" You do know God is always up to something, don't you? Is there anybody in here who can say, "I know the Lord is up to something"? And even in the midst of my problem, God is trying to teach me, work with me, nurture me, keep me, and comfort me, so that at the end of it, I know it's the Lord that will make a way somehow. Brothers and sisters, wherever you are, God is there. Many of us struggle emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically. But wherever you are this morning, God is right there. Whatever you've gone through and are going through and will go through, God is right there. Whenever you shed a tear, God was there to wipe the tear from your eye. Whenever you felt lonely, God was there to sit next to you, stand next to you, walk with you, comfort you, keep you, because God is there. Few things we need to know about this text. And that is, the first thing is position. Tell somebody, position. Sometimes God needs to reposition us to align us to a proper place. You know, as Christians, sometimes we can get out of whack. Let me say that again, because I thought I was talking to some folk in the church. As Christians, we can get out of whack. You know how you take your vehicle in because it's not aligned appropriately? And you know how it's not aligned appropriately when you take your wheel, your hands off the steering wheel, and it veers to one side? You know then it's time to take the vehicle in to get it realigned. Well, some of us, when we take our hands off the wheel of God, we can find ourselves veering just a little bit to the left or to the little bit to the right. But the problem is, we don't want to remain there. So God has to reposition us. There's a wonderful joy in being repositioning. Not that you have to like it. I don't know how you feel about it. I don't like being repositioned. Come on, let me just talk to myself. I don't like when God has to correct me when I'm leaning too far to the left or leaning too far to the right. I don't like it, but I love the outcome. Because the outcome is when God is doing something in me that will bring glory to him, that will ultimately bring favor in my life. There's a wonderful joy ahead, even though you have to endure many trials for a little while. Let's look where Joseph is right now. Joseph is now in a prison. I'd like to encourage someone today, no matter what position you're in, God is working things out for your betterment. Wherever it is, God is already there. Can you say God is already there? Let's see if we can take a look at Joseph just very quickly. God had gifted him with a major, mighty gift of interpreting dreams. Brothers and sisters, he did one thing. He bragged about it, but then he also gave it up too quick. Sometimes you cannot give your vision to people too quickly. You do know everybody can't handle your anointing. And sometimes you got to keep it to yourself what the Lord is getting ready to burst out of you. Because when you let it go too quickly, there are some folks called haters. Yeah. And let me not fool you, there's some haters in the body of the believers of Christ. Everybody in here is not celebrating your promotion in your anointing. Hallelujah. You ought to tell God, sometimes, Lord, I understand the heaviness on me, and I know that I can't give it to everybody. Everybody won't celebrate with you. They want to know, how'd you get to where you are? Why are you always smiling? Why you always have that good mood? What's wrong with you? Why aren't you going through like they're going through? Folk love misery. But I'm here to tell you, the devil is a liar. If God has blessed you, you ought to tell somebody about it. If the Lord is lifting you, you ought to be able to hold on to your praise. But don't let it go too quickly, because God wants to show you that he's still in control. Wherever you God is, wherever you are, God is there. He gave his vision. His brothers hated him for it. Literally hated him for it. Threw him in a pit, tied him up, sat outside the pit and had a conversation on how they could kill him. You do know the enemy has conversations every day on how he ought to kill you. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that he goes to the throne every day making accusations just about you. Look what he did now. Look what she's doing right now. Look at the mess they're in. Look at the stuff they're doing. And Jesus sits there and says, I know what they're doing, but I still died for them anyway, because you can't have them, because wherever they are, I'm already in front of them. And when they get the revelation that I'm already in front of them, they'll latch on to the dream and the vision, and I will bless them. Wherever you are, God is there. They sell him into slavery. He ends up in the house of Potiphar. God gives him favor while he's locked up. Favor while he's under the hand of somebody else. Favor while he's under the rule. You're going to get this in a minute. Because brothers and sisters, you might have to be under somebody, but whoever you're under, God is over them. Feel that right there. Oh God, there is nothing that God does not control. That's why we can't always be worried about what's going on over our head, because what's ever going on over your head, God is over that. I know what the doctor said, but God is over the doctor. I know what the lawyer said, but God is over the lawyer. I know what's going on in Missouri, but God is over that. I know what's going on in Staten Island, but God is over that. I know what's going on in the White House, but God is over that. I know what's going on in Palestine. I know what's going on in Israel, but guess what? God is over that. Because wherever we are, God is already there. God is working things out for our betterment. Do you know the psalmist says, in the 139th Psalm, I can never escape the Spirit. I can never get away from His presence. If I go up to the heaven, He's there. If I go down to the grave, He's there. If I have the wings of the morning, if I dwell in the farthest oceans, He's already there. Even there, His hand will guide me, and His strength will support me. Brothers and sisters, position. God is trying to realign us. And then His presence. God will never leave you. Somebody needs to tell you that. And if you don't get that in your spirit, you're going to struggle with places that you will remain. Because God is always present. I can recall when I was a younger boy and I liked going to the nightclubs. I know y'all don't do that. I'd like to go and have the music roaring and go with my friends, and we'd be at the bar ordering drinks. I know y'all don't do that. And I can recall in my ear, I could hear my mother saying before I left the house, "You know, wherever you're going, Jesus is there." I said, "You got a lot of nerve, Mom. You want to tell me about Jesus while I'm going to the nightclub?" But what I didn't understand is, even though I had to go through that process, it was the prayers of my mother that covered me while I was going to the nightclub. It was the prayers of my mother that covered me while I was having drinks and driving home. It was the prayers of my mother that was with me when I was on the floor dancing with woman after woman and dating and all of it. It was the prayers of my mother that covered me. And even though my mother's gone, the prayers still hovered over my head. You don't understand. You got to know, when people are lifting you up before God, those things still hover over you. That's why wherever you are, whatever condition you're in right now, wherever you are mentally, spiritually, wherever you are physically, God is already there. He wants you to know He's got some presence on you. I got to go. This test will become your testimony. Is there anyone here who can attest to the fact that it was God? Let me just back up and play rewind and play one more time. Is there anyone here that can attest to the fact that it was God? It was God. In other words, I'm sitting here right now because of God. I'm in my right mind because of God. I'm able to stand because of God. I'm able to lift up my hands because of God. I'm able to open my mouth because of God. Even if I've got some problems, it's still because of God that I'm here. Because of God. I may be on medication, but it's because of God. I might have a bad situation, but it's because of God. I may have lost my job, but I'm holding on because of God. God will never leave you because He's too busy working on you. This test will become your testimony. 1 Corinthians 1, 6 and 7 says, "Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in God's comfort." You've got to go through. Tell somebody, "I've got to go through." You're not going to make it until you get through. There's no way you're going to make it on the other side until you go through something. If you want to mature in your Christian faith, you've got to go through something. You've got to go through some sicknesses and through some failures and through some backbiting and through some issues. You've got to go through it. Lastly, I want to talk about God's promise. It's still over your life. The text says, "But the Lord was with Joseph." And mind you, he's in prison now. He was in the pit. He's in Potiphar's house. The Bible says he was handsome. Because he was handsome, Potiphar's wife had her eye on him. You do know there's always somebody got their eye on you. Always. And some of it is not always for your good. That's a whole different sermon. The Bible says that she kept coming after him and kept coming after him and kept coming after him. And it said that he tried his best to stay away from her. She was, simply put, a man eater. You remember the song, "Oh, here she comes. Watch out now." There's some folk built like that. And brothers, we don't have the defense mechanism to deal with a woman coming after us. Oh God, I wish I had, I need some humans. Let me just take two more minutes, then I gotta go. Men are hunters. That's what we do. We hunt. Come on. That's what we do. We have problems when we're being hunted. It's not our defense mechanism. Young girls, you are raised. Keep your legs closed. Don't sit on nobody's lap. Keep yourself to it. Keep your dress down. You're guarded all the time. Men, we're not guarded. We're told what? Go out and get. I know I'm talking to somebody in here. So when women come after you, you need something better than your regular mechanism of dealing with it. Or else you will fall. God, I wish I had somebody. I don't have enough time. The reason why we mess up, because we don't have the mechanisms built internally to defend ourselves, but God. But the Lord was with Joseph. The Bible says that Joseph ran out of there. She grabbed the whole of his coat, kept it, and ran to her husband. "Look, I got his coat. He tried to assault me sexually, and I got his coat. I have proof in my hand." You know that some folk always think they got something on you. Hey, God. It doesn't matter what they have on you. It's about who's over you. And the moment you start living by what people have over you, I mean on you, then you won't live by what God has for you. It might get you in some other places, but God is still there. Here it is, and then I'm done. It says that he now ends up in prison. But the Lord was with him. I need to go back to remind each of us here that God has promised, and our particular certainties in life, if we remain obedient to his will, he will cover us. Joseph represented his steadfast faith in God. Even when you are under scrutiny, lies, mishaps, hurt, pain, misdirection, financial woes, unemployment, physical illnesses, emotional emptiness, and the like, God cares for you. God has promised you better. In other words, God will not and God cannot fail. He will equip you with what you need to make it through your prison experience. Because wherever you are, God is right there. Joseph ended up in prison, but God gave him favor in prison. He gave him favor in the pit. He gave him favor in prison. God favors you right now, wherever you are. Let me finish this, because you think I left the lion tied, and there he remained. But the story says that the hunters who trapped the lion went away to catch more prey. The mouse that the lion saved heard the roar of the lion and decided to go to him. Seeing him, the lion asked him, "What can you do for me?" He said, "Just give me a few more minutes and we'll get out of this thing together." The mouse began to chew on the ropes with his teeth, and the lion became free. The mouse said, "You never know when you help somebody how available they will be in the time of crisis because of what you have done for them." All I'm trying to say to you is that every now and then we get caught in the traps of life and we may remain there, but there is somebody that will come to our rescue and ask us, why is the problem that you're still here? And they'll begin to free you from the bondage of your mistakes. And the person's name is Jesus. He will equip you with all you need for doing his will. He produces in you the power from his own self, every good thing that is pleasing to him. And the Bible says God was with him. You do know you will be blessed when you come in, and you will be blessed when you go out. Do you know the Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you? Do you know they will attack you from one direction, but God is right there? Do you know the Lord will guarantee you a blessing on everything you do? And then he'll put stuff in your storehouses and your grains so that you always have something to make it through. Well, brothers and sisters, this is it. Joseph was faithful. Faithful while he was in the pit. Faithful while he was in Potiphar's house. Faithful while he ran from Potiphar's wife, and faithful in the prison. And if you and I are faithful, no matter where we end up, God will come to our rescue. No matter what's happening in your life, you might be getting ready to lose your mind, but God is faithful. Your family may be crumbling, but God is faithful. The doctors might have an ill report, but God is faithful. The lawyers may be coming after you, but God is faithful. The money may not be there, but God is faithful. The children might be going crazy, but God is faithful. The church might be going in an uproar, but God is faithful. And if you hang in there, tell somebody, just hang in there. Wherever you are, God is coming to your rescue. Because wherever you've been, God was there. Wherever you are right now, God is there. Wherever you're going, God is there. He's a doctor ready to heal you. He's a deliverer ready to loose you. He's a keeper ready to walk with you. He's a comforter ready to hug you. He is a provider ready to give to you. And he is all that you ever need. So I end this. The songwriter said, try to do my best in service. Try to do the best I can. When I choose to do the right thing, evil's present is on every hand. But I look up and I wonder why. Misfortune has passed me by. Then I said to my soul, take courage. The Lord will make a way somehow. Do I have anybody in Mount Olive that knows that the Lord will make a way somehow? As a matter of fact, the reason you're here today is because somehow I made it. Is there anybody here that can say somehow I made it through the storms? I made it through the rain. I made it through ups. I made it through towns. I made it sick. I made it struggling. I made it. But God is able, because wherever I am, God is right there. Medicated, God is there. Sick, God is there. Emotional damage, God is there. Hurt, God is there. Pain, God is there. Joy, God is there. Happiness, God is there. Distress, God is there. Up, God is there. Down, God is there. Out, God is there. But I'm so glad that he makes a way for me. Because the Lord will make a way somehow. Is there anybody here that can say, yes, he will? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. When I leave here, he's making a way. When I get home, he's going to make a way. During the week, he's going to make a way. As a matter of fact, I decree over my head, God will make a way somehow. I'm going to be healed this week, delivered this week, set free this week, covered this week, kept this week, watched this week, comforted this week. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I'm trying to let it go, but it won't let me go. Yes, it will. When I think about all that the Lord has brought me through, I realize that every place I was in, God was already there. And every place I'm going, God is already there. Don't succumb to your pain. That the only place you can remain is in a dark place. Robin Williams remained there. It's a sad testimony to a life that still had so much promise. But the truth is, some of us in this church are in some very dark places. And I wanted to share with you, God is there with you. You don't have to end it. Just seek him. Because he's already there.